Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bob, I'm looking at the AFC right now, and it's pretty stunning to look at. I'll tell you that much. We could truly see, you know, Buffalo doesn't have an easy game at home against the Bengals this week. I think the Bengals may run the table. I was really impressed with what I saw them do to Baltimore. Now they've had extra time off. I think they're going to win in Buffalo. I think the Bills are in grave danger. Josh Allen, therefore, is in grave danger of missing the playoffs. Lamar, if they don't win, and even if they do, we'll see what happens. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. Can you?
All out of the playoffs.
I mean, that would have been unthinkable for two of the four to miss, let alone all four. What do we make of the Kansas City Chiefs predicament right now, Bob?
Well, it's very weird. I think they've played well enough to win some of these games. They just haven't been able to crack through like they normally do.
They're in 10th place, a game ahead of the Dolphins.
Yeah, but they're 6-6. They can also get hot. I'm not going to rule that out because they've shown that before. So I think that's a team you have to watch, certainly. I think Jacksonville is an interesting team. They've come on of late, and Trevor Lawrence has never really gotten to the point where he needs to as a number one overall pick. You have to watch them. Texans have the best defense in all of football, I think. They're good enough to beat anyone any given day. And they have Kansas City this week, Joe. So that's going to be a game that, to me, is one of the biggest games of the week calendar.
Man, I'll say. Bob, have we taken New England seriously enough? I think they have a star core. I look at Drake May as Joe Burrow. And I think Joe Burrow, either in his first or second full season, went to the Super Bowl. He's good enough to take them to the Super Bowl. That's how good he is. Do you agree?
Yeah, I never would have thought they'd be the number one seed, just as I would never have thought the Chicago Bears would be the number one seed 14 weeks into the season, but here we are. I believe they have a very good team, and I believe he's a very good quarterback, but I also believe they could be first-round knocked out.
Do you think he's a star?
I think he's on his way to being a star, yes.
I think he is right now.
But I think they can also have a bye. Let's say they get the first seed. I can see them losing at home in the first round, too.
Because some of the teams that might sneak in have some of the quarterbacks
right.
We just mentioned.
Right.
They could
so
see
they
Josh
can
Allen.
Very easily have a matchup that's going to take them down. So we've seen that with Baltimore. They've gotten number one seeds and have lost at home after all that time off.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
Man, it really is. And the Patriots have a late bye week, but they haven't just been beating teams. For the most part, they've been killing them. And by the way, their two losses were each by a score. Like, they're this close to being 13-0. How did this happen?
Since the Steelers beat them. That was it. And they've won 10 in a row.
And that game, to me, was I was more impressed with New England than I was with the Steelers.
They gift wrapped them early on. Absolutely. I think if they
out, Bob, they outgained the Steelers 370 to 203. Yeah.
And if not for the turnovers, it would have been a whole different game.
Yeah, those were, and he was 28 of 37 for 250 in that game. And he had the, the turnovers killed them. They totally outplayed the Steelers that day by and large. I think they may go to the Super Bowl. They're playing, they're going to be playing, I think, in Foxborough. I think Denver might trip up a time or two before the end of the year. It's unreal. Brady's gone, and yet the Super Bowl may very well go through Foxborough. It's kind of depressing, too.
I'll tell you what, though. If Houston gets in, I'd watch out for them. They have the kind of defense that travels, and they can make life miserable on any team. So they're hot right now, and what they do in Kansas City this week will determine both fates, I think. If Kansas City drops to 6-7 against Houston this week, they're in trouble, major trouble.
Is Vrabel easily the coach of the year? Maybe not because of Ben Johnson.
That's a good choice.
One's what?
See, I'm
11-2. One's 9-3.
But when I get to this point, if that's the case, I have Co. I mean, to me, they're both deserving. If they end up with the number one seeds in each of them, absolutely both should win it. So to make it a co-champion because they've both been dynamic in what they've done. Similar pass, too. They lost early. Chicago was 0-2. New England started back, and they've not done anything but win since.
What, are the
what they did, by the way, to the Eagles should not be overlooked. They went in there and rushed the ball for 261 yards.
Bludgeoned them.
Both of their running backs went over 120 yards.
There's a shirtless Ben Johnson to your right on that screen.
You know, when you know you have a pretty good physique, you can do that. If he didn't have that, you wouldn't see Andy Reid doing it. Oh, maybe you would see Andy Reid doing it. I don't know.
Every team in the AFC North has a minus point differential. Them and the NFC South. Every single team. Bob, what are the chances right now, in your opinion, for the Steelers to win this division? Which I guess is a way of saying win this game.
Yeah,
like what percent would you put on it?
I would put probably this game will be 60-40 Baltimore as far as percentages, I think. But as we've seen in the NFL, every week something drastically can change. Steelers have got to just – I want to see them play a very good 60 minutes of football.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's what I want to see.
Does Aaron Rodgers finish the game?
Did I add that up right? So yeah, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
against that defense, if they come after you a little bit, I don't know. I certainly hope so. They need him to have his best game of the year, too. They need something to happen in this offense that makes you think, okay, maybe they actually have something they could take with them the next few weeks after
this. That's the thing. I mean, they brought him in here for this. We said at the beginning
of the show.
Everyone
was brought in here for this.
Well, especially him. We said it at the beginning. that it's sort of come full circle from the Baltimore embarrassment in the playoffs, and here they are 6-6 later, 12 games later, going back to Baltimore for what might be Tomlin's farewell game when we look back on things. You know what I mean? They lose this, they miss the playoffs. That could be it. I don't think it will be, but it could be.
I still think it's
they're
gonna come
back
down,
in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that final game of the year. I think Baltimore's going to lose a few games even after the Steeler game, whatever happens there. If Baltimore loses to Pittsburgh this week, Steelers have, they should have, the advantage going into the rest of the season, because Baltimore has not much tougher schedule, I think.
James Harrison, I'd like to be a Steeler fan that believes we can win a game. Is there a chance they don't win another one, Bob, and go 6-11?
Miami's been improved. I mean, if that happens, maybe it's, you know, the best thing to happen if they're looking at drafting a quarterback, because beyond all of this stuff we've talked about, Joe, you have to have a quarterback in this league, a legitimate chance to win with a quarterback, and then you never have to worry about that position. If you go into every offseason thinking, I still got to find a quarterback somehow, you either rush that judgment, make a bad pick, or you overpay for someone who's not that good. There are a lot of risks involved, and you ignore other areas of need.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today and a high of 33. Frenchie Fuqua, low of Glen Edwards, 27. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, you should switch up the numbers as we go along in the show. 27 should be Alex Kovalev. And who's a good 33 from history, Bob?
Bam Morris.
I usually like to change him up a little bit. I changed him up at the very beginning and put Kenta Colby for the second hour.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think you should change up all four if you don't mind.
Okay.
Can we hear, by the way, from James Harrison? I know you have that on lockdown back there. We haven't played it yet. He just went off again on the Steelers, Bob. Completely. Says coaching change should happen.
Yeah, he's not been shy about saying that.
No. Doesn't know what the defense is doing.
This is what James Harrison had to say on the Debo and Joe show.
He has not put coaches in the position that can get the potential out of what it is that we have. Because I know what TJ Watt can do. I know what Cam Hayward can do. I've seen what Alex Highsmith can do. I've seen Jalen Ramsey, Patrick McQueen. I can go on and on, but I'm not seeing it. Something has to be done. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from coach, but I think it's time that history be made, because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
Hmm. Other than that, Bobby thinks things are going well.
Man, I think the worst thing that could have happened was when Mike doubled down on what Juan Thornhill, of all people, had brought up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when you set that doesn't go away. When you say historic and then you don't deliver,
why would you say that?
That's one of the most damning things I think you can do. And that's why I think most coaches stay away from those kind of things.
Nobody's saying that.
Better to go the other way. Yeah, hey, I don't know. We may not be very good. I'm going to try to coach them up. We'll see what we got. We have guys we believe in. We blah, blah, whatever you want to say.
Speaking of believing in, do you believe in the Penguins right now, Bob?
Yes, I believe since the beginning, because I told you I thought they'd be a playoff team.
You picked them to make the playoffs.
And I wasn't being just going on contrary. I just think with that change of coach, I think he's playing, and I've talked to him, so I know. His idea is getting everyone involved. You look at the minutes. It has a better effect on Crosby, Letang, Carlson. They play fewer minutes generally compared to the past. And it still comes down to goaltending. Jari's off to a very good start. He's not probably their goalie of the future, but he's making, I think he would be attractive to a lot of teams.
Isn't this the perfect time to trade him?
If you get the right offer in return, yes.
I would.
But I also would ride him as long as I would keep riding him as he's playing this well, keep riding him.
There's a fine line there, though, because then what if an injury? What if this? What if that? This is the time to trade him.
I understand that, but what if there are no real good? I think Edmonton's a place they should look, but there are other places. What if one of a starting goaltender to a contending team? How about the Avalanche, who are like 20-1 right now? How about if they have goaltending issues, injury? They may be willing to give you something.
Sure. Yeah, I'd wait for the right deal, but you don't want to wait too long, because this is what you wanted, is him to play well for this reason, because the little taste that we got of Mirishov, he was unbelievable, I think. I thought he was really good.
He was good. I'm not going to – and I think Shelovs has a place in this organization too, so they can – I do. And I wouldn't I wouldn't also forget about Blomqvist. I think he's young enough where he still can be in
the mix. That's funny because I'd already forgotten about him, Bob. All right, Limits, what a wonderful show you created today. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure.
Bob, there's no better man that has ever existed than you.
I'm just happy to be aboard here. It's a fun time. Get to talk about all the things that go on in the minds of Pittsburgh sports fans.
When will we see you again?
Next Monday. Well, actually, I'm here Saturday.
Next Monday.
Why don't you come in on Saturday? I'm here Saturday, or try to call like you did last week.
I'm going to call
in, yes. You were somebody who got picked off because you made it too obvious.
I'm going to call in as Ben from Kindle. Can you call in for a segment tomorrow? You're not playing golf anymore.
Maybe. Yes.
He says maybe.
Actually, I'm going to be down at the Riverhounds thing. I'm emceeing their little event.
We'll hit you up.
See, congratulations on all box success.
And if you're a Riverhounds fan or a soccer fan, come on down and celebrate. They won a championship.
When and where?
It's at noon down at the Grant Street Courthouse, whatever it is.
Listen to 93.7 The Fan on your way down, Bob. You should have said that.
You can do that as well.
Good night, Bob.
And maybe you'll call me, or maybe I'll call you, or maybe you won't. You don't want me. Good night, Joe. See you, Austin.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.